Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Yarns and Tales. Well, we are buzzing right along here. Welcome to episode 75 of Yarns and Tales. Today, we are working on our mystery project again. It's My Little Secret, and for those of y'all who wish to do it, it's a little play-along game. Parts are done, all parts are done in knit and in crochet, so whichever one you're most comfortable with, you can do it in your preferred one. You can do it in your scrap yarns, you can do it in one color. That part doesn't matter. For the project, I am, all of my pieces will be knitted on US size 7 needles, pair of my Harmony Woods, and my crochet will be done on my Brittany Wood 8. Like happy, ha ha, hoo hoo, 5mm hook. So for my project, that's what I'm doing. That's the gauge I'm gonna be using, the tools of my implementation. Most of my scrap and leftovers is it's worsted weight, roughly a number 4. Side note, thank you to a listener in Sweden. She and I had some chit chat over part number 4, which was last week's piece. It should end up with 4 equal sides, or as close to it as such. It was a question of 20 rows or 20 garter ridges, which is 40 rows. And sometimes my mouthing and my yab, I may leave out clarity and details, but it is intended to be 4 equal sides, a square, or a quadrant. But yes, that's 20 garter ridges, because we did it in garter stitch on the knitting. So yes, its intention is to be 4 equal sides. So again, thank you, Sweden. Let's see. Takes care of my little note. I guess y'all want to know what part we're doing. Okay, this week, episode 75, our mystery part is number 8. Like I've said before, you're just tuning in for the first time for this project, I am listing the parts by number until somebody maybe guesses it, or until all the parts are done, then we'll start putting it together. Sorry, I'll explain the oh wow in just a minute. So we're going to be working mystery part number 8 today. Now the oh wow comes from, I have my windows open behind me, and we have a summer storm coming up, so y'all may or may not pick up some of the thundering behind me, but that rich smell of fresh rain just wafted in my windows, and for me, that's like a cat with catnip. It's, oh my gosh, that is like awesome smells is that fresh rain smell. And it's not raining yet, so the fact that I can smell it wafting in means the rain will be here soon, and my garden will not mind one bit. I'd been waiting on it. The weatherman's been promising rain for like a week now, but we've not gotten it. So yesterday I turned on my soaker hose to my garden and figured, fine, I will do it this way. And oh, what do you know? After I cut my soaker hose off, it rained a little bit. Go figure. I mean, this is the South. What else is going to happen, you know? Okay. Part number 8. This one, if you are a novice knitter, can do this. You might be a little intimidated or a little nervous, but it is not complicated. I promise. Part number 8. You're going to cast on 9 stitches. And I made a couple of 2 or 3 of these to make sure I got my directions straight for this one. Because, well, just listen, you'll understand. So with my 7 needles, I cast on 9 stitches. Now me, I prefer long tail. That's just the way I am. Because that way, when I turned it over, I started with a purl row. And it just gives the knit side this beautiful finished edge. But not everybody notices those teeny tiny things. I kind of do sometimes. So anyway, you cast on 9 stitches. Your preference, I mean, that level of detail is not critical in this mystery project. We're going to stockinette for 5 to 6 rows. Now, I say 5 or 6 because it depends on whether or not you start with purl side knitting, stockinetting purl or knit row. That's the reason I say 5 or 6 because the shaping that we're going to be doing to this particular part starts on the knit side. That's the reason I say stockinette 5 or 6 rows. It's whichever one of those puts you ready with the knit side ready to rock, you know? Okay, now here comes some fun. Ooh, and there goes a nice gust of wind. I can hear it brushing through the pine trees behind me. Okay, knit side. You're going to slip your first stitch. Then you're going to knit 7 stitches and turn. Now, you're going to slip the first stitch. You're going to purl 6 and turn. Then you're going to slip the first stitch, knit 5 and turn. Oh, some of you, I see you. You getting that idea going. You're going to slip, purl 4, turn. Slip, knit 3, turn. Slip, purl 2, and turn. Slip, knit one, and turn. Okay, at this point, it should look like a funny little triangle tip on your needles, because they're both occupied with stitches. Okay, now, you're on the purl side. Slip one, purl one, and turn. Slip one, knit two, and turn. Slip, purl three, turn. Slip, knit four, and turn. Slip, purl five, and turn. Yeah, because the previous row was knitting four, then we're going to purl five. Okay, then we just turned. Okay, now we're on the knit side. We're going to slip, knit six, and turn. Then we're going to slip, purl seven, and turn. Now you're going to slip, knit eight, and turn. Then you're going to purl nine stitches straight across. Now we're back to normal. And you have this funny little folded V piece hanging from your needle. Now you're going to stockinette appropriately, whether you're on the, because see, you should be on the knit side again, because you purled nine. You should be on the knit side again. You're going to stockinette until the length matches the other side, your beginning side, because you've essentially knitted a point that folded over on itself. Once it reaches a roughly the length of the other one, bind off. That is mystery part number 8, knitted. And I have rain outside and it smells so good. Oh my gosh. Guys, if y'all could just... Oh my goodness. All that fresh, just awesome rain. Just, oh my goodness. It smells so clean. Like I said, this is like catnip to me. If I were a cat, this fresh rain, be catnip. Oh my gosh. It's just such a beautiful, steady rain. It's not torrential, scary weather anymore. It is just beautiful rain. This cool breeze is coming in my windows. Because it's been like low 90s as this here has been trying to come in. And now suddenly it's just like, oh, it's just, I just want to go walk outside in it because all the thunder's gone now. And it's just raining, and that would be really warm rain. If I were not on a live mic right now, I would be out there walking around in it. Yes, I am just that bonkers, but let me tell y'all, folks, talk about recharging your batteries. You walk around in a nice summer rain when there's no thunder and lightning everywhere. Oh, yes, most definitely. It is awesome. It is wonderful. It makes you just feel like a kid again. I love doing that. Okay, but that is mystery piece number 8. I know you're looking at that going, what in the world has she got in mind? I know, right? Okay, now for a crochet version. Like I said, crochet is not my strong suit, but in playing around with this, I figured out how to crochet a piece that will, in the end, achieve the same thing that I want the knitted version to do. So, are y'all ready? Okay, crochet version of mystery piece number 8. With an H hook and worsted weight yarn, which, by the way, mine is a blue and white variegated. It's some old Red Heart stuff that my kids had given me in a project. And they said, trash it, frog it, whatever. They didn't want it. And I frogged it. Y'all remember last year when I was frogging a lot of stuff? Well, this blue and white variegated came from one of the frogged projects. So I decided to, hey, this here will look good in my little mystery leftover scrappy kind of thing. Ooh, finally got enough rain. It's running off the roof and falling outside just off the edge of my porch here. Oh, it's wonderful. I wish the mic was strong enough it could pick it up for you. Or if it was actually in a position that I could kind of hold it over there and let y'all listen. Hang on a second. Let me see if I can do that. How was that? I had to dislodge my mic and then I moved it over and held it to the window while y'all could hear my rainfall outside my window. I'll try and amp it up a little bit when I'm filtering my stuff so maybe y'all can hear it better. But that's what I can easily hear hanging, dripping right outside my windows. Had to share it with you guys. At least it wasn't that crop duster buzzing my house earlier today and yesterday. Oh, yeah. Y'all remember that one from last year? Yeah. Guy's doing his job again. Okay. Crochet. H hook. Worsted weight yarn. Roughly a number 4 weight. Okay. Chain 7. And turn. Now I want you to single crochet 6 stitches across, chain 1, and turn. Now you're going to do that for a total of 3 rows. I don't make mine super tight. So it gives it roughly makes it an inch tall, maybe. Okay. The 4th row, you're going to single crochet 5 stitches, decreasing by 1 somewhere in the middle of the row. That's all that matters. This is not a detail project. Just in the middle, that's where you want your little decrease to go. Row 5, you're going to single crochet 4 stitches, decreasing 1 somewhere in the middle. Row 6, single crochet 3 stitches, decreasing in the middle. Row 7, you're going to single crochet 2 stitches, decreasing in the middle. And then row 8, you're going to single crochet 1 stitch and bind off. And that's going to give you this funky looking little triangular piece. And that is mystery part crocheted number 8. So that takes care of our mystery project. Guys, if you have any questions or if you think I goofed, please feel free to hit the comments on revlee.me, revlea.me, under the podcast posting. You know, feel free. I do respond. So if you have any questions or queries, or you think I may have goofed, or you're not sure about it, folks, I am not going to be offended. I know that my mouth tends to, sometimes it tends to outrun my brain. And I may think I said something and didn't, or I may have said something erroneously when I shouldn't have, or just got tongue-tied. You know, we're all guilty of it. And I have no problem owning my mistakes. I'm glad y'all catch them. You know why? It means you're listening. And I love that. Pardon me, gotta have a swig of water. I'm doing the ice water thing again today. Oh, it was shopping day today. My second son, Tyler, he went with me. And it was really hot out. And as he was my mule, he got to choose what we had. We grabbed some franchise food, some fast food. So we grabbed supersonic cheeseburgers from Sonic today. One for each of the family that was going to be here at the house. So that was me and my son, Tyler, my son Devin, and my daughter Oriana. So yeah, I don't buy sides. I don't buy sodas. I just get the burger. I mean, we're coming home. We're going to eat. So, and I have little, those snack size bags of chips. I don't buy the big bags because that encourages overeating. You get the little single serve snack bags. That's a single serving of chips. And it teaches moderation. I've done this for years. And my children have learned, if you're going to eat one sandwich, you get one bag of chips. If you eat 4 sandwiches, well then, by serving, you can have 4 bags of chips. But most do not go that far. But it teaches serving size because, they stay fresher longer. You know, that's just the way I decided to raise mine. Kids nowadays, there's so many of them that no freaking idea what moderation is. So I buy the little snack size bag of chips. It's like, 20 or so in the giant economy size variety packs. It's got Doritos and corn chips and potato chips and Cheetos. And y'all know which ones I'm probably talking about, especially if you live here in America. Americans have the worst, most god-awful diet in the world. And so that's the reason I try to teach my kids moderation, because they cannot get away from it's called a SAD diet, standard American diet. It is so full of bad fats and bad foods that I try to teach them right. And sometimes you just you have to introduce them to what they are going to be exposed to in the world around them when they leave this house and go create their own. So anyway, that's what we had with our cheeseburgers. You know, $20, it fed 4 adults. Nobody wanted chips because when we were at the grocery store at Publix, love it. We picked up 6 donuts in the, I know y'all are probably laughing at the way I said that. My husband, he gets all kind of squirrely. So I had to, pastries, but I call them donuts because I'm Southern. But I picked up 6 of those, and my son also, because it's a dessert, you know. It's the one of the few times I indulge. So we had donuts and something called Long Johns. I think these were Long Johns. It's a rectangular pastry about 4 or 5 inches long with a vanilla cream filling squished into it, and then a coating of milk chocolate splashed on top of it. My kids love those. So that was our lunch today. It was really good. I won't lie. I try to be a very good vegetarian, but I'm not 100% dedicated vegetarian. I do enjoy fish and grilled chicken, but I do as much organic eating as I can because it's just flat healthier, plain and simple. You may pay a little more, but folks, that paying a little more for organic, you get sick less often. So if you're not sick, then you're not giving that money to your doctor's office or your pharmacist or your clinic or wherever it is you get treated. So you eat smart to start with, and your medicinal needs after the fact are lessened. You know, it's less wear and tear on the body if you just treat it like it's supposed to be treated, smartly. But okay, that's my soapbox on eating good versus what I did today, which was eating terrible. And I just had a car drive by. Probably couldn't hear it. Then again, you may have. Anyway, that's my yammering today. That takes care of, oh, the birds have come back out there. One of them sounded like a cat wailing. So that takes care of the knit and the crochet mystery parts number 8. That took care of my little note from my Swedish friend. Thank you. We wanted clarity. Let's see. I got my little zip pieces put in my little Ziploc bags, my little sandwich bags with my notes in there. So got those labeled like I said I was going to do. I'm not sure which part we will do next week. We might do part number 9. We might do part number 14. Who knows? I don't. It's all a mystery. Okay. That's enough. I am babbling now. Thank you guys for listening. Really and truly, I am. Thank you. I'm very grateful. Because if y'all weren't listening and talking back to me, then there'd be no reason for me to sit here with my Southern crazy and share it with y'all. But, my website, www.revlee.me, R-E-V, lea.me. If you feel bad, please, I do hope you get to feeling better soon. If you feel good, share you feel good. Smile it, folks. Make them wonder. If you are hot, like some of us are becoming, cool off, babies. And if you are cool, where some parts of the world it's getting nippy again, please warm up. You know, don't catch the chill that makes you sick. With all of that said and all of that done, guys, I will talk to y'all next week. Bye, y'all.